Good morning from the Piers Burton page, and welcome to On Air. Over the next 2 hours, we have music by Vivaldi, Mendelssohn, Johann Strauss the Younger, and Johann Sebastian Bach, amongst others. At about 7:40, there's a famous recording of Haydn's Gypsy Rondo Trio, and I shall be ending at about 8:40 with Glenn Gould playing Bach. Along the way, there's what'll be On Air's regular mix of news, views, previews, reviews, weather, traffic, and arts headlines, all from the unique arts network that is BBC Radio 3. But first the music, and only then the words. Our overture is by Rossini. Charles Dutoit conducting the Montreal Symphony Orchestra in Rossini's overture, The Silken Ladder. And as far as Radio 3 is concerned, there's only one way to go on the ladder, and that's up. More Rossini from another opera at about 8:10. You're listening to On Air on BBC Radio 3. The time now is 7:10. Much later on in today's On Air, we shall be casting a critical eye over the ambitious television Tosca that dominated the small screen over the weekend. Because it was mostly on Saturday, the reviewers have had a chance to ponder and comment, mostly very enthusiastically. There's also praise for a new opera, in which Radio 3 has a stake as one of the commissioning agents. This is Terrible Mouth at the Almeida Opera, by Nigel Osborne, setting a libretto by Howard Barker about Goya. Andrew Clements in the Financial Times says this is Osborne's third opera, and by some way his most consistently satisfying. Terrible Mouth has a high specific gravity and tight dramatic coherence. The proms are now only a few days away, and there's the inevitable flurry of interest beginning, with a profile of Andrew Davis, described by The Telegraph as relaxed and confident. And away from music, the drama critics have now had time to ponder one of the theatrical events of the moment, the production of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream at the Royal National Theatre, which is apparently set largely in a mud bath. One critic describes it as weird and wonderful and occasionally frustrating. Sounds to me just like the real world. So much for some of the live music making and theatre making in the recent past. A little later on this morning, I shall be anticipating some of the live music making in the near future on Radio 3. For the moment, though, this is a record of a little piece for oboe by Bellini. The Oboe Concertino in E-flat by Bellini, played there by Nicholas Daniel with the Peterborough String Orchestra. It's 7:18. You're listening to On Air. Here are the news headlines. The United Nations Secretary-General wants 500 more peacekeeping troops to be sent to Sarajevo. Doctors in Rome are expected to begin tests on the Pope this morning to try to find out why he's had stomach pains. The Master of the Rolls, Lord Donaldson, is to retire in September after 10 years as head of the Civil Division of the Court of Appeal. And a report on domestic violence says thousands of women are living in fear of their husbands and partners, with no effective protection from the law. In the Middle Ages and later, as we all know, diseases spread like, well, the plague. Certainly, a number of musical tunes seem to have done something rather similar, despite the lack of printers and publishers and electronic media. One of them was a Spanish tune called La Folia, and anyone who got hold of it usually wrote variations on it, particularly in Italy in the 17th century. Here's Vivaldi's version. Thank you. madness, if you like. That was Vivaldi's La Follia, better known, or perhaps worse known, as the Sonata Opus 1, Number 12, and it was played there by Musica Antiqua of Cologne. We're listening to On Air on BBC Radio 3. The time now is 28 minutes past 7. Coming up in the next half hour or so, music by Mendelssohn, Haydn, Bach, and later on Tchaikovsky. And coming up on Radio 3 later today, well, two things catch my eye. First of all, the BBC Lunchtime Concert from St John Smith Square at its regular time of 1:05. Today's is actually the last concert of the current season. And there's just one artist involved. It's the pianist Stephen Kovacevic. He's playing two works, Schubert's Moments Musicaux and then a Beethoven sonata, one of the late ones, the A major opus 101. Do catch it if you can. I recall listening a few months ago to Stephen Bishop doing one of the Birmingham Pebble Mill evening concerts. In the course of that, he played another late Beethoven sonata, the opus 111 in C minor, and I must say it was one of the most amazing performances of a late Beethoven sonata that I've ever heard. Don't miss Stephen Kovacevic at lunchtime today, 1:05. If you can't catch it today, then there is of course a repeat on Saturdays, and that's also at the same time, 1:05. You could even try and go in the flesh. Tickets are £4.50 at the door. But get there early, you might not get in otherwise. Now, On Air, which you're listening to at the moment, has a sister programme in the early evening. It's called In Tune, and Natalie Ween has first bite at the cherry.
Do you know, I've really been enjoying myself putting a new programme like this together. I think we all have, and it's been tremendous activity and excitement and hard work, too, to get it right, fingers crossed. And I'm delighted to have the guitarist John Williams with me on my first programme as my guest. I happen to have long liked his playing, and of course he plays all kinds of music. And to complement and contrast the guitar, there's going to be all kinds of sounds too, music from the Renaissance through to Stockhausen. We're going to be in tune with everything, big pieces and miniatures like this little Catalan folk song. John Williams playing, of course.
String Symphony No. 10 in B minor by Mendelssohn, played there by the Primavera Chamber Orchestra, directed by Paul Manley. You're listening to BBC Radio 3 and to On Air. It's 7:40, the news headlines. The Secretary-General of the United Nations wants more peacekeeping troops to be sent to Bosnia to help safeguard supply lines from Sarajevo Airport. Reports coming in from South Africa say the ANC is claiming that 60 of its members have been arrested in an overnight swoop by police on a meeting at a house near Johannesburg. United States Democrats are gathering for their convention in New York, confident that Bill Clinton has a good chance of getting to the White House. And a survey by the Confederation of British Industry suggests more heavy job losses could be on the way in the financial services industry. And one little brief nugget from the arts world, I note. A report in the Times today which tells us that in a week's time the post office will be issuing a special set of stamps of particular interest to lovers of operetta. They're devoted to Gilbert and Sullivan. And just looking at one of the pictures here, it's a neat little drawing based on the Pirates of Penzance. That set of post office stamps is due out in a week's time to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the birth of Sir Arthur Sullivan. Well, the world of opera is never out of the news for long, it seems. And indeed, a little later on this morning, I shall be glancing in the direction of the Opera Spectacular, which you might have caught over the weekend in one of its several manifestations. I mean, of course, the TV Tosca, and that'll be at about 8:30 this morning. People were talking about that as historic. And here now is an evergreen from the archives. This is the famous recording made in London in 1929 by the trio of Alfred Cortot, Jacques Thibaud and Paul Casals, of Haydn's Piano Trio in G, known because of its finale as the Gypsy Rondo Trio.